Do you have a fur baby and you want to spoil them because they're oh so adorable? Ain't that right, Obi? Then look no further than BarkBox. BarkBox is a monthly subscription service that provides your derpy best friend, like this guy, with amazing surprises. Each box gives you amazing value of up to $40 worth of toys and yummy treats, like Beta from Jurassic World, and they give you raptor scraps. Once you subscribe, you can mark your calendar since most boxes arrive within just 5 days. The next thing you know, you get a knock from your local neighborhood delivery person and watch your pup get excited from all the amazing surprises they get. Within the package, they receive monthly themed curations from franchises such, like I said, Jurassic World, Stranger Things, Spider-Man, and many more. To give the gift of love to your amazing puppers, go ahead and click the link below on our profile. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 Cultivate. We are Cultivate.
Great power. For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? Back on the cell phone again. You know the vibes. Fuck my laptop all day, every day. It's your boy Sean, hosting another Monday episode. With me are my gracious co-hosts that never roast me or say mean things to me. John and Josh, say hi.
3 seconds in the episode, he drops an F-bomb already. Jeez.
Did I? I didn't even realize it. Do I need to retake it?
No, it's fine. Do you have other co-hosts that we don't know about that treat you with respect?
That treat me with respect? No, it's you guys. You guys are always the best to me, right? You guys would never do anything to hurt our friendship. Me, right?
Really?
No, yeah, you're right. We love you, Sean. Guys. I hate you guys.
Do you?
No, I love it. I see you guys fucking 3 hours a week. Of course I love you guys.
That's true. We chat every day. So.
Say it now, yeah. Josh.
He says it easily now.
Oh, you say it easily now.
He said it first. He said it before I said it
first, yeah.
Oh, yeah, huh? Oh, oops. Sorry. Yeah.
Don't gaslight me.
He said it first today. The very first time we all exclaimed our love for each other.
Gotcha.
We had to pull teeth out of Josh, but now he's ready and willing to accept our love.
Listen, I've been hurt before, so you got to make sure before you...
Emotionally available king. You love to see it.
Hell yeah.
Well, what's up, Wikimaniacs? Newsflash. It's been almost 1 year of Reddit on Wiki. It's been a whole year since we've heard cookies. It's been a whole year since we blew up on TikTok that one time. It's been a whole year since all of that stuff. That's not technically true, but it's been a year of that. It's been a year of that. That's what I meant.
Timeline is wrong.
It was contained in that year, I guess, if that's what you're saying.
I take it back. My hosts suck. They know what I was trying to say, right?
Kinda.
No?
You said it's been a year.
It's been a year since the first time we put on the mics and set the stage for us to blow up that one time on TikTok.
Hey,
to talk about cookies and smut. Guys, it's a year in and I still can't host any better. Could you believe it? Can you believe it?
I can.
I really can as well.
Yeah. I fucking hate this show, actually. But we're getting paid, so we got to keep going, right? So
contractually obligated.
Yeah. Fuck me, I guess. But today, before we get into the house cleaning thing, you know.
No one's cleaning the house, bro.
No.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Someone should clean this house.
It's true.
The menu for today. Opie's husband says, "My money is mine. Your money is yours."
Is this type of episode? Because he sounds like an asshole already.
So technically, I didn't get this from Am I the Asshole? But I did get it from Best of Redditor Updates. And halfway through reading it, I realized it was from Am I the Asshole?
You piece of shit. You're trying to cut me out.
Hey,
you have six stories. I get to do at least one.
Do what I do, Sean. Just go to Am I Wrong? It's the same thing, but it's not the same thing.
I think there's Am I the Butthole? So you can
wow. The PG version. Yeah. From r/niceguys, I have, "Do trees owe us oxygen?"
Kind of.
They're obligated to, I think.
Yeah.
From Today I Fucked Up by Almost Fucking My Husband to Death. I also have a listener submitted story. And then, of course, it's a Monday and it wouldn't be complete without a This Day in History. So
it would be complete because we did do it. Your last one. We did
my last one. We did do it, Miles. Yeah. But was it really a completed episode?
No. So,
you know, did it feel complete?
Yeah. On Sean's last one, his laptop cut out as usual. You know the vibe here.
You know the vibes.
And so Sean kept reading, but wasn't recording the entire Today in History. And we didn't realize until I was editing it, and it was way too late.
Yeah. So we really need you guys to get on the Patreon to fucking...
what a segue.
Yeah. We need to make sure I have enough money to have a computer that can handle this 4K camera that Josh got me.
Yeah.
Which Josh didn't get me. Technically, you guys got me.
That's true.
Right?
Sean's the only one that benefits from the Patreon.
What do you mean? Y'all got Manscaped stuff.
That's true.
Josh applied brick to his cavern. But anyways, our Patreon, you can find that on patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. And while we're talking about the Patreon, what a better time to shout out our patrons for being amazing Wikimaniacs. We got, oh man, good problem to have. We have a lot. We have Vina, Aaron, Alex, Alexis, Blue Raina, Ciaran, Crystal,
Kieran.
Dan.
It's Kieran, go back.
Kieran?
It's Kieran, yeah.
Kieran, Crystal, Dan, Diana, Dominique, Erica, Espooky Tales. Oh, what's up, Cultivate fam? Free Gnomes 2020, Gabby, Uliana, Jasmine, Jen, Catherine, Katie, Maureen, Mary Ann, Micah, Michelle, Mrs. Doolittle Crow, Nia, Phantom Fox 98, Risa, Sarah P, Susan, Taru, Tiffany, Valentina, Chantel, Danielle, Diana, Drella, Lena, Lindsay, hey, and the Reptile Verse.
Ooh.
Wow.
Fancy.
Thank you guys for subscribing, supporting us. You guys have helped me get all this tech that I cannot use. And it's been really fun giving content to you guys. And I think Josh put up a thing asking what other content you want.
Oh, so we've got Patreon goals. So we're closing in on 50 patrons, which is awesome. So
crazy.
Once we hit 50, we're going to be doing a monthly giveaway to one patron each month of merch. So we do have new merch coming, which is exciting. So yeah, so we'll have merch to give away to our patrons once a month. And then $5 tier gets one entry, $10 tier, you get two entries. So I don't know if I explained that well, but that's how it's shaken out. And then we'll add more goals as we go. We just wanted to focus on getting one out for us to reach before we added a bunch.
And then, John, you had something else about the Patreon. I forgot what you were going to say.
Yeah,
you had
so something. One of our patrons is celebrating their birthday on August 2nd. I mean, this episode comes out August 1st, but Diana requested that we sing her happy birthday.
So August 2nd, you said?
Her birthday is August 2nd, correct.
So you'll turn whatever age you're turning the same day as Reddit on Wiki turns one, because that's our official 1 year.
Exactly. So boys, we got to sing our happy birthday.
All right.
Been waiting on this moment my whole life. Oh, here we go.
I've been saying so long.
Let's see how in sync we can get over a call.
Let's do this. Yeah. Let's do this.
It's going to be bad.
All right. Okay. You start it off, John.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you.
Why are you going so slow?
Why are you going so slow?
Let's do this normal. All right. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday, Diana.
I hope you have the most amazing birthday, and we have matching birthdays now. And thank you for being such an awesome patron. Hope you liked the video.
And I apologize for that singing.
Yes, we are brutal.
Also, yeah, if you're a $10 patron, you are allowed a cameo thing from us once a month if you want.
Let us know what you want.
So Yeah, I don't know if it'll always be on the podcast because of how awful that just went, but you'll definitely get a cameo video from the three of us. We'll record it and give it to you privately.
Yeah, just let us know.
Do what you want with it. You're paying $10 a month is the least we could do.
Absolutely.
Now, if you want Bunyan videos, that's going to cost you more. That's not free with the $10.
Yeah, no, that is free, actually. I'll send you Sean's for free. No problem.
You think Josh and John are getting this? Hell no. Unless they're paid for the OnlyFans that I don't know about, but nah, this ain't $10 bunions. And before we start with the stories, one last thing. I wanted to read some of my favorite YouTube comments.
So there's going
to
be about
okay,
you.
So
then,
I went back. I went back a little bit and I realized Josh isn't telling you guys the 100% truth. I do have stands, guys. Oh. And you're going to hear from all of them.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. From Vladimir Kane. A lot of them are Sean and John combo compliments.
Two Filipinos.
Because Josh is always getting objectified. Objectified. So they felt the need to put us together. And that's fine.
That's fine.
Vladimir Kane, Sean and John are extremely handsome.
Thank you, Vladimir. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Alana, can I objectify Sean's micro D? Yes. You can.
I don't know
if
that's
a stand. He doesn't
see
in a shower.
Chloe, Sean's voice was really made for narrating. Ooh. I would listen to any book he'd read me. First compliment I've ever had on my voice. It's usually Josh or John with the voice compliments. So
but
I
does
appreciate
he read?
It.
That's the
but
question.
But do I read? I read fucking every week when I have to read these shits.
Like literature.
Every other week.
I read every other week.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
That is good enough. All right.
Sarah, just popping in to objectify Sean and John. Y'all could totally get it as Captain Philippines and Boy Pinoy.
Ooh, who's who?
Who's who?
I got dibs on Boy Pinoy.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, good. You're the size of a boy.
Mm, it is. It do be facts. Shut up, Micro D.
That's my new nickname, baby. Micro D. Check out my OnlyFans to find out. Shout out Sarah, who wrote, Sean, your luscious hair reminds me of a Pantene shampoo before and after.
Ooh.
But your hair shows up in the after section.
Wait, hold on. Is there a way we could do where like you like wave your hair around and then Josh could like edit it in slow motion? We just want to see that.
Not with this camera.
No, absolutely not.
Also, I think Josh refuses to spend more time looking at my face than he has to.
It's like 1 a.m. I'm like, I'm tired of this.
Shout out Kylie. Sean is in his Prince hair era. Oh, thank Ooh. You. Melislilum.
Nailed it.
I asked my husband to objectify you guys, and he said Sean's hair would get him at least a first date.
Wow.
Nice.
Love to see that. And then we're getting to the top three of my favorite comments of all time.
So fuck the other ones.
The other ones got mentioned. So they're in my top, but you're not top three, guys. Here we go. Going for bronze here, we got, I listened to you on Spotify, but came here to objectify John and Sean. I love your beautiful smiles and kind eyes. 100% would sit on both your faces.
Oh.
So that would have been number one, but you mentioned John. If it was just my face getting set. Hey, these are my favorite comments. All right. Comment number two, the silver medal from Viridiana. May we please take a minute to appreciate Sean's gorgeous, perfect lips and amazing smile. The only genuine comment I think I've ever gotten, and I truly appreciate it. But still, number one goes to, you guys corrected me on their name, and I already forgot how to pronounce it because I am dumb.
Kieran?
But Kieran?
Yeah.
Kieran,
with my favorite comment of all time. Everybody Venmo Sean. That's it. Love to see it. Can't say it better myself.
Wow.
All right, but we're here to listen to some Reddit stories.
Yes. True.
My money is mine. Your money is ours.
Asshole.
Yeah. I've got to go with asshole.
We'll see. All right. So my husband and I had triplets, all boys, about 2 years after we got married. They had some serious health issues. And because of that, my husband wanted me to quit my job and take care of our boys and our home. Since it was cheaper than paying for a specialized childcare, I agreed. Our family lives in a row of townhomes that were owned by our landlord at the time. I was offered a job cleaning townhomes when a tenant moved out by our landlord. I asked my husband about it. He said he didn't care, but he didn't want it to interfere with my responsibilities at home. We also agreed that the money would be mine since it's a second job. We did this for 3 years, and it grew into where I cleaned other places for my landlord, and I just put all that money into savings. My father-in-law died in June of 2019, and when my husband received a check from his mom, I asked my husband about it. He got angry and said that it was his money, and any future inheritance would not be a part of our family budget. My husband ended up going on several trips with his brothers with that money, and I was okay with it. Although I was hurt that he got angry when I asked about it.
Yeah, that's not okay. Like, it's one thing to discuss finances. You don't have to make it an argument.
Yeah. October 2021, my grandfather died. I am the only grandchild. My parents make good money, so his estate was left to me. I just transferred the money and rented out the farmland around his home. I did decide to keep his home since it's close to my parents' home and I live 4 hours away from them. I didn't talk to my husband about it since it was, quote, my inheritance.
Yeah.
In January of this year, my landlord came to me and let me know that he was selling the townhomes that I live in. With cost rising around us, I was worried it would cause a major impact on our family budget. Things worked out to where I was able to use my inheritance combined with what I had saved from working to buy the building. My husband came to me and told me that he wants me to deposit part of the rental income from the other townhomes into the family account, allowing more spending money for fun.
Nope.
I reminded him of our agreements along with the fact that we no longer have a rent payment. We ended up in a fight. He is saying that I'm being the asshole for not sharing the money that's coming in. So am I the asshole?
Fuck no.
What the fuck no?
Your stupid ass husband is, oh my God.
To start this off, this is a super unhealthy way to go about finances with your partner. I mean, I get you can have your own savings, your own investments, whatever you want to do. You can have that, but usually you share like a portion of it to pay for living, bills, food, any trips you want to go on together. Like there's usually like a point where you start to share money. And so for him to be like, no, we never share. My money's mine, your money's yours is a weird way to go about it. Not saying that it's always the wrong way, I guess. Like if someone has a history of gambling or something like that, maybe that makes sense to have that kind of rule. You know what I mean? But this is a very weird situation and you're definitely not the asshole for standing up to him and keeping your own money after he's set the rule.
And this is, I think it's very unfair for the husband to like what you guys are saying, to set that rule and not follow up with it or like applying it the same way. And learning stuff from therapy, like I believe this guy has like an all or nothing type of thinking. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like never, like we never share or like, oh, you have to give me like your share and shit like that. Like it's unfair for the wife when it's like the husband is the one that set the rules, start taking all like these trips because quote unquote, it's not her money. Mm-hmm. Like why can't the same rules be applied? Like I think that's totally unfair and such a dickish move for the husband to do.
Plus, like you own the building and you saved up for that. Like he could have done the exact same thing with his inheritance and bought a property where he, if he wanted to rent it out, just because you were smarter with your money. And now that you have an investment that makes you money.
Yeah.
He can't just now expect you to give him that money. Yeah. I don't. It is wild.
And if anything, isn't she technically helping more? Because now, I don't know if I heard that right, but didn't they mention that because she bought the property, now they don't have to worry about paying rent?
Yeah.
Is that what was said? So if
she's probably paying mortgages.
Probably, but like.
Yeah, you pay the mortgage.
The OP removed an expense from the husband's responsibility by, you know, getting rid of rent.
Or paying less because usually
less,
a mortgage is usually less.
Mortgage
than
is
rent.
Cheaper.
Right, but
then.
You're like paying yourself over time as opposed to like your rent just dissipating into a landlord's, which then, you know, they became the landlords pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Landlords suck in their own right, but
I don't know. It's just an unfair situation for the husband to put the wife in. Like, why are you going to do that?
Yeah, you can't be mad at, like you guys said, you can't be mad at your wife for choosing to invest with her inheritance rather than to go on trips. Nothing against trips. If that's what you and your brothers needed to get over that incident, you know, that's how you grieved, you know, but you can't expect to take your wife's
you gotta
money
be fair.
Whenever you already agreed. You already set the precedent, you know what I mean? There's no going back after that. Or at least you shouldn't expect it without having like a talk about it.
Well, exactly. And like my biggest thing is it seems he's just like, oh, you now have money, I want it. But when he had money and she wanted to split it for family expenses, he was like, nah.
No,
like,
it's okay. My money.
So it's very clearly that as soon as she has money that you want, it's now the other way around. And it's very fucking weird.
Updates if you guys would like.
Ooh, spicy. Let's do this.
So these are relevant comments from the person who put this all together. They wrote, someone asked if OP's husband used all the inheritance on trips or if he used some on the family and if he had contributed to fund money for the family.
That's a good question.
She wrote, when my father-in-law passed away, I was driving a compact car, one that I owned before we got married. Fitting the kids' car seats in the back seat was very difficult. When I saw his mom give him the money, I asked about it. All of the money he received was spent on trips with his siblings. None of it went towards our family, and he burned through it very fast. He was gone a lot, leaving me alone for days. I think he needed a break from everything. Having the triplets, we had to make hardcore decisions. Before he received this money, we both made major sacrifices, cutting all of our hobbies, cutting trips, cutting our cable, and so on. We went.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Like, there's a point where I get grieving and you need time to grieve your father because it is his father, right, that passed away. Yeah. So I understand if he had taken some time, you know, clear his head or whatever, but to spend all the money and go on multiple trips and be gone for weeks on end, like, that is fucking shitty. Holy.
Especially when the family is like struggle bus.
Yeah.
As someone who just recently lost his dad,
yeah,
you still got to come back to reality that you have some responsibilities.
Yeah.
Like, I get the whole grieving process. I completely understand that. But you have to take into account that there's also four lives in your household that's essentially relying on you. You know, like, you also have to give them an opportunity to live. And if you had to compromise so much on your life already, and for you to get some sort of
relief,
inheritance or a relief from, even though a tragedy just happened, you gotta make some conscious decisions to, like, what's more important, you know, like, and I think the guy just didn't make the best decision for his family.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you nailed it, John. You've got to realize that you can't be selfish when you have a family.
Yeah. Single, fine. That's fine if you're single, but if you have triplets and a wife at home that's, did they say like the wife was relying on them for bills because she's,
yeah, well, her only job at that point, I think, was
the cleaning, right?
Was cleaning.
Okay. Yeah. So, husband, you're a dick.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty. Sorry, Sean, we cut you off there to go on.
No, yeah, sorry about that.
No worries.
I think it needed to be said.
Oh, for sure. She said, we just went bare basics trying to just cover the kids' medical expenses. He struggled with cutting back so much, and I struggled worrying about how to come up with all the copays for our kids' medical expenses. I wanted to have the money in savings for the peace of mind. Even though I could have had fun with the money I earned, I didn't. I wanted that safety net. When asked if OP's husband had even thought about caregiver burnout, she said, I don't think he has even considered caregiver burnout. In our state, it's a requirement to have so many hours of respite care. We didn't have a choice. My aunt took the classes and she is certified for their care. Mostly when I go grocery shopping or do some things I have to do, I'm only gone for an hour or two, a couple of times a week. You might think that this is enough of a break for me, but
no.
I did make a decision a little bit ago after crying on the phone with my mom that I have never left my boys. I spoke to my aunt and asked if she could watch the boys while hubby is at work for a couple of days next week. She said, yes, I'm going to go on a solo trip, leaving Friday when my hubby comes home, coming back Tuesday night. I want to go skiing as I hadn't been since before I had the triplets. I found a big, beautiful cabin next to a spa, and I had even ordered some silk PJs on Amazon. I can't even remember the last time I bought clothes for me. I told my aunt the husband can watch the kids during the weekend after work, giving them all some bonding time while giving me some downtime. She said she will be on standby if he calls her for help. And then she even finished with, I'm sure he will need it. And then here is the update.
Okay. Just before we move off of that. Yeah. He's an asshole for leaving you to take care of your kids. Mm-hmm. Like, she said she hadn't left in years or something like that. Like, that's...
Yeah, it's just gone only for like hours at the most.
That's nuts. That's crazy. I mean, I get like taking care of your kids and wanting to be there, but you need a break every once in a while from that, because that is stressful if you're... I mean, like, Sienna takes care of kids as a teacher and like that's stressful for 6 to 8 hours. I could only imagine 24/7.
Did they say that the triplets had medical needs too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why they're struggling financially, is because they're paying the copays.
That just like amplifies the stress too. Like, yeah. You're always on like mommy mode, like 100% of your day, constantly caring. And it's not even just one. I bet you one kid is a struggle already, not let alone like triplets. Four.
You got another kid. A fucking husband. Jesus yeah. Christ. Yeah. He's an asshole. I'm done. He's out. I don't care what the update says.
All right, here we go. Update number one. My husband and I had a long talk when he came home. He knows I'm leaving on a trip and asked to go. I told him no and that I needed the time. I showed him the comments on this thread. He said he would do whatever I wanted. He volunteered to sign a postnuptial before I even asked him. He just doesn't want a divorce. He was shocked by how many people recommended that here. Of course. I mean, he's being a dickhead.
yeah. But I mean, I also think it's like a go-to for Reddit.
Divorce.
I mean, we're guilty.
And it's tough because you only see like a hyper-focused version of who that person is. But
yeah, you don't get the full context. But
still, yeah, it sounds like he's turning it around here.
Yeah. He said, my best friend's husband is a lawyer and he said he could drop the paperwork tonight and we will sign tomorrow. I will update you after my trip on how it all goes. I also decided that once he signs the prenup on my inheritance, then I will ask him about putting my work income into our family budget. He can help whenever he is off of work with the house and kids as a possible compromise, allowing him to have some spending money and also have time to give me a break. All right, here we go. The last update. I had a blast on my trip.
Nice.
And my husband was pushed into the deep end of parenting. Three active babies combined with medical care. He was way over his head. When I came home, his mom, my aunt, and my husband were all there. Usually, his mom complains all the time about the foods that I give the boys and the kind of clothes that I give them to wear. My mother-in-law decided while I was gone that she was going to do things the right way.
Oh.
And there was a lot I came home to, but I will just share one thing about each of the boys. Baby number one is type 1 diabetic. I have to be very careful with his diet. I even went to a nutritionalist and together we set a meal plan for him, aka the foods my mother-in-law complains about. My husband and mother-in-law had a hard time keeping his blood sugars in check. When I got home, my mother-in-law was on the verge of tears because she had kept trying to poke him. Now, baby one starts crying anytime she comes near him. Baby number two wears hearing aids. They cost $5,000 and need to be changed every 6 months as he grows. The other two babies are fascinated by them, and now one is missing.
What?
Baby number three.
There's four?
Yeah. Huh? No. One of the hearing aids is missing.
Oh, I thought we said one of the babies was missing.
Oh, no.
I was like, what?
Holy shit.
No. Okay. Yeah, that was, yeah, she could have worded that better, maybe.
I was like, where did this fourth baby come from?
And why is it missing?
Baby number three has heart problems. My husband said every time he went to lay him down, the oxygen monitor would go off. The husband didn't figure out that baby number three hates anything on his face. So you have to rock him to sleep first and then carefully put the oxygen on his nose.
Oh.
My aunt said that my husband called her on the first night around midnight. His mom was already there. When I came home, both my husband and his mom apologized to me for everything. The past couple of days, I have spent doing laundry and getting things back in order, but I've had a really good time. Thank you guys for all of your advice.
Can I say, first off, it is wild that it took him this long to realize how much work taking care of those three kids are. Like, just crazy that he hadn't contributed at all to realize, oh yeah, this is what my kids need. Like, just the bare minimum. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And that's a lot of pressure to be on you for this long watching these babies. So
nonstop pressure. Holy. 1 or 2 hours a day, a couple days a week.
Yeah. Ridiculous. I'm glad they finally realize the stress and pain you've been going through. And hopefully that they become, or well, your husband becomes a better parent and your mother-in-law becomes less of a controlling, try to say it nicely, controlling person.
Less judgmental.
Yeah, judgmental.
I think I know where you're coming from with that, Josh. I think like at the end of the day, I feel like there's a newfound appreciation for everything that the mom is doing.
Which is the first step. The second step is actually contributing and helping.
Exactly. And I mean, of course, like initially the husband sounds very dickish about it.
He was.
The mother-in-law as well. But it warms my heart that people heed the advice that people gave him and like actually, hopefully, try to become a better dad, a better person. And yeah, you know, I wish them the best, because just hearing the situation that those kids are in, like, they That's need tough. Special parents to be able to like handle all that stress. Because
yeah.
Life is tough for those kids, and hopefully the parents like can are up to that challenge. Easier. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And just one last thing, props to your sister for helping so much. Like, she's a, or aunt, whatever
aunt.
It was.
It was aunt. Yeah.
Sorry. I wasn't sure if it was the kid's aunt or her aunt, but yeah, she's a badass for helping you out so much. Absolutely. And seems to be like the second most caring.
Yeah. She got certified just to take care. Yeah. And help give breaks for when she grocery shops.
Yeah. Which is awesome. And she sounds like an awesome family member to have. And hopefully in the future, she doesn't have to help out as much, but maybe she can give you and your husband a break to go on a trip together someday.
Yeah. Mm. That'd be great. All right. So I think we're all confirmed, even though this isn't an am I the asshole. He was an asshole.
He was.
Yeah.
But we're hoping
that the asshole's closing.
He's redeeming himself.
Yeah. The shit's almost out. Right. That's what
we're saying. I don't know if that makes sense.
Is that a good metaphor? I don't know. All right. So coming in from nice guys, I always do kind of a long, well, I don't always, but the last 2 weeks I've done a long one. So to combat that, I've done a very short one to follow. Nice. This one is from r/nice guys. Do trees owe us oxygen? So Wikimaniacs, if you don't know the Reddit, nice guys, it's usually just like pictures of like
screenshots of
like cringy things from quote unquote nice guys. Not really like stories or anything, just cringy posts from weirdos.
Yeah.
So this one reads, perhaps the solution is for all of those lonely men to actually have girlfriends and wives. Then those women will have the emotional support they need. And the way women can contribute to enacting this solution is to stop having sex with alpha/playa types. Those kind of guys who are fucking six other girls at the same time. And maybe start paying a little bit more attention to the lonely but good-hearted men who have been trying to court them. This is how the one man, one woman rule of the patriarchy kept things stable for so long.
Oh my God.
When 10 women can't all fuck one dude, 9 of them will have to find another dude. See how that works? No. Feminism is a major factor creating the modern dating desert that men are dying of, and you can't achieve liberation for yourself and then not give a crap about others and then expect your liberation to be stable.
What the fuck?
Just the worst thing I've ever read.
Oh my God. This dude's just like, I need a woman to have to date me because I can't find one by myself because I'm a piece of shit. Oh my God. God.
Other guys, stop that. Yeah. Stop it.
Also, who cares if a girl wants to fuck whoever she wants? Like, it's her body. She can do whatever. Like, could you imagine a world where a woman told this dude, you have to fuck who I tell you to? Like, it would not go over well. So why does he expect the same for women?
My boy is down bad.
Down bad. Hello, bad. Bro, I've never seen anything so cringe, bro. I was reading this like those fucking tweets. Batman could not beat this information out of me. If I ever thought about this, nobody could ever beat me down enough to admit that I ever thought of this. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God. Ain't no way he typed it all out, read it, and was like, yeah,
this shit's fucking philosophical.
This shit's a banger, bro. These girls need to stop fucking that one hot guy and then date me.
Oh my God. People need to get necessity. Hobbies. People need hobbies. This is the definition of an incel right here. This is like, the definition. But I assume you're not done. I haven't heard anything about trees yet.
No, that was it.
Oh, did he just title it like that?
What?
No, I don't know why he titled it like that.
There's more, Sean, probably. Check and see if there's another picture somewhere.
Oh, there's no. There is more.
I was going to say, can't have ended.
Here we go, guys. Part 2 to the worst thing God. I've ever read. Society is an ecosystem. Certain things need to happen in order for there to be balance. We wouldn't say that the trees owe us oxygen, but still, we need it. And if they were to stop, we'd all die. Is this acting entitled?
You won't die if you don't get sex, you fucking idiot. Men and women. That's the difference.
Men and women are complementary opposites, and we need each other to be mentally and spiritually and even physically healthy. You might not have noticed this need because you are a female and hence you have the quote unquote power.
What?
You can have sex anytime you want within 24 hours, but how many men go 24 years without it?
My God.
Hey, I'll bet this motherfucker.
No. That man could not beat me. Bad enough, dude. Okay. It's not over. It's not over. There's one more.
What fucking world is he living in? This backwards, upside down fucking moron. Holy shit.
Have you ever stopped to think what that's like? Ever put yourself in our shoes? I'm sure the word empathy factors centrally in your quote unquote worldview. So have you ever thought about maybe applying it to us nice guys?
Oh my fucking God.
I already know.
Oh, I thought it could get worse. Man said, women can have sex anytime you want within 24 hours. How many men go 24 years without it? He put years in all caps, man. Oh, shit.
Anyone can have sex at any point. If you go on a Tinder app, you swipe, you'll find someone that'll have sex with you.
Not always.
Yeah, you could.
Not this guy, I don't.
If you're a decent human being, let me change that.
because correction.
He probably just has these, like, I don't know. I want to call them standards, but they're probably just, you know, disgusting. He's like, oh, I only want to date a quote unquote hot girl or have sex with a hot girl. And like, he's just so disgusting in his thoughts and so backwards. Like he thinks women have the power. It's very clearly been a male dominated society from goddamn
forever.
It still for the longest fucking time.
It's going back to that.
He's successful, the patriarchy. Yeah. I'm like,
I already know this fool smells of fucking Monster and Slim Jims. Like, oh,
he's
my
a fucking
God.
Touch grass. Holy
like
shit.
Zero personality whatsoever. Bro, just say you're the most boring fucking guy in the world and just say that. You ain't got to go all this about trees giving oxygen and women, you know, they need to fuck you. Bro. Just grow a damn personality. Oh, God damn, you're horrible.
And have empathy and treat women like people instead of like your property. And that is why no one's fucked you, you piece of shit.
Okay, last story.
Oh my God. Did we go ham on that guy too much?
No. They're not enough, if anything.
TikTok won't let us post that for sure.
Nah, but that's bullying. That's harassment that we're doing.
Bro. This is from r/TIFU, which stands for Today I Fucked Up. Today I fucked up by almost fucking my husband to death.
And that sounds like a good day.
That's what I'm fucking saying. All right. So the previous guy would never know. He'll
die before he has sex.
Women can have sex within 24 hours. I haven't had sex in 24 years.
Have y'all seen, this is like an old TikTok account. He doesn't post anymore, but I think his name is TP Baby or some shit like that. Some like, he'd make skits. He made a skit where he was like at the doctor's office and he was like, so are you sexually active? And then he goes, oh no. And then the doctor goes, damn, you ain't getting no bitches yet. Oh shit.
But also, like, to think of it another way, like, it doesn't matter, right? Like, you shouldn't define your worth or other people's worth based on if they have sex
body
or not.
Count. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Facts. And like, so, if he's 24 virgin. That's cool. Like,
sure.
If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But don't fucking go begging for sex and the patriarchy because you're not. If you choose to be a virgin, I was a virgin until I got married.
Respect.
I chose to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying like, oh yeah, I could have been fucking this whole time. Lord knows, probably not, to be honest. But I still made the conscious decision. Yeah, not with my micro dick. But I made the conscious decision to wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I also wasn't going on nice guys fucking
blaming
posting this
everything.
Shit.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But these are the people that think that way. And then so they think, oh, I haven't had sex, so I'm lesser than. But then on the same coin, they're tearing down men who have sex with women. Like, they're like, oh, these alpha bros who are banging, You have no idea. Like, you're just making up a person in your mind that is having sex with lots of women.
Did John's computer behind him turn on by itself?
It did.
Yeah.
That's scary.
You're haunted.
Check the YouTube if you wanted to see that, but that was scary.
Yeah. What the fuck?
A dude's
it said, move on to the next story. Yeah, it's Jesus. The guy who's like, stop talking about me.
He's hacked into your computer.
God damn it.
Oh, shit. Okay. So this happened about 2 months ago, shortly before Valentine's Day. This story is best told in two acts. Since we're kind of running low on time, I'm going to give the too long didn't read version of the first act.
Okay.
But essentially, her best friend got a divorce. So she took her best friend to the zoo where they were doing a promotion where you could name a cockroach after your ex.
Okay.
So they bought one for her best friend. And then she was like, well, I'll join in on the fun. I'll buy a roach too. And then named it after her ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
And when she was doing that, she was like, I wonder how he's doing. Went onto his Instagram and accidentally followed him.
Oh.
She immediately freaked out, unfollowed, but 30 minutes later, he followed her.
I hate to hear that.
I hate to hear that.
That's when you block him.
She freaked out. Yeah, that's when you block. That's when she freaked out and then called her husband and admitted everything. He just laughed and then jokingly asked if he would like her to go back and like an ex's photo so they could both be embarrassed. She said, no, no worries.
That's a funny bit.
All right, here we go. This one I'll read. Act two, the second and literal fuck up. Despite my husband's acceptance and forgiveness, I still felt very guilty. I mean, he's a reasonable adult man who is almost 30 and is not intimidated by a guy I broke up with in my senior year of high school. But I still felt stupid for even bothering to look up my ex's profile in the first place. To make it up to my husband, I started rubbing his back and kissing him, pulling him away from the game he was playing. Before long, we are full on making out. We are both having a great time. He starts breathing heavily, and I think I'm really turning him on.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's where the fuck up comes in. Oh. I forgot one crucial detail in my brilliant plan to demonstrate my love and devotion to my dear sweet husband. We are both dealing with a case of COVID.
Oh.
We're both vaccinated and I'd already had it once. So my case was relatively mild and I was mostly just on the mend by that point. However, my husband has asthma and a history of respiratory infections.
Oh.
So he had a much more severe case.
Oh, so he wasn't like heavy breathing.
My dude's good dying.
The motherfucker like dying. He like, I'm heavy breathing. I can't breathe.
He wasn't just breathing heavily because he was turned on. He was breathing heavily because he wasn't getting enough oxygen while we were lip locked. Nevertheless, as the dutiful and horny husband that he is, he persisted on without telling me that he was starting to get lightheaded.
Bro, my fucking guy, bro. Like, any means necessary. What a trooper. Shit.
He's like, I will suffocate to have sex to with pleasure this. My wife.
Death by snoo-snoo. What he a man.
He kept having to stop and come up for air. I thought at first he was just prolonging the experience and truly taking it all in. But later, he told me he was pausing when he started to get too dizzy and he couldn't keep going anymore.
Oh, no, dude.
My guy finally, was lost in the south.
Finally, we both finish and he is still breathing very, very hard. I said, babe, are you okay? He said, yeah, well, no, not really. I have tunnel vision and I can't really feel my hands or feet.
Oh, my God.
I say, oh my gosh, what do you need? And he says, do you think you could get my inhaler? He sits down on the floor. I get his inhaler and I sit down next to him thinking, I cannot take this man to the hospital because we had COVID sex and I gave him an asthma attack. This cannot be happening. He continues to use his inhaler and do some deep breathing, which starts to bring feeling back to his hands and toes. The first thing he says to me is, so round two?
Oh my guy.
I say, absolutely fucking not. And then he says, as John has predicted twice already, death by snoo snoo.
Nice.
To which I reply, no.
Yeah, that's a good call. you can have sex after.
Yeah.
He's the over
after
COVID.
After you beat COVID.
Yeah. You gave him asthma. Tell you that shit.
But that would be a great story if one day you're naming a cockroach after your ex-husband because he passed away from Snoop Snoop.
Bro, if that was me and that's how I died, I'd want it on my tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Death by snooze. Bro, ain't no better way to go out, bro.
I would bring back Dumbfound Dead for this shit.
Hey, we had to do this one, guys.
That's a great one. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Oh, man.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Good for y'all, man. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll have a listener-submitted story and this day in history, if my laptop allows.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Do you or your man got bush? He definitely does if you haven't tried the best products from our sponsor today, Manscaped. Kate Bush may be trending at the moment, but his bush needs some help. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming. These products are so good, you're going to be showing pride in his new bush-free yard. The products are also great for female users too. Save big and help him be the most hygienic version of himself by using our discount code REDDIT for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. It is summer. It is very hot. Chances are, the balls are sweaty down there. Whether you're like a partner who goes fully bald like an eagle or just in need of a safe trim, Manscaped is dedicated to helping you level up your full body grooming game. The grooming package I highly recommend is the Performance Package 4.0. Inside the package is a lawnmower 4.0. The trimmer is designed to reduce grooming accidents and shave hair on loose skin thanks to a ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology. The trimmer also has an LED light to allow him to be as precise as possible when he's shaving down there. It is also waterproof so it can be used in the shower. And guess what? No more messes on the bathroom floor. It's basic landscaping. When you trim the hedges, the tree stands taller, am I right? Second best tool in the performance package is the Weed Whacker. This fine-tuned nose hair and ear hair trimmer is the best nose hair trimmer on the market, hands down. No one likes nose hairs, am I right? The performance package also comes with the vegan dye-free crop preserver ball deodorant and the crop reviver spray-on ball toner. Yeah, you heard that correctly. With the performance package purchase, you get not one, but two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag and the patented High Performance Reduced Chafing Manscaped Boxers. I'm rocking them right now, actually. They have a bunch of other products on their website to help you and your man maximize his confidence and grooming game. Get 20% off plus free shipping with our code REDDIT at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our promo code REDDIT. Ladies, do yourself and your man a favor by using Manscaped.
Hey, Wikimaniacs. Contrary to popular belief, clean luxury skincare doesn't have to break the bank. Alder New York, a queer and woman-owned independent skincare brand, makes skincare products with dermatologist-approved ingredients and plant-powered actives starting at just $7.99. Their products are designed to work for all skin types, no matter your age, your gender, or your ethnicity. I just got my Alder New York shipment yesterday, and I was amazed at their beautiful packaging. They even sent me a little handwritten note, and it was just so nice to read, and it felt very personalized. So far, I've gotten to use their cleansing body bar, and it even comes with this super cool looking soap dish, kind of like Japan-y vibes, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's easy to see why it's award-winning. It's made with 1% glycolic acid and sea kelp. It lathers so nicely, and it smells really great. I've already added their everyday cleanser and their nourishing cream to my morning and nightly skincare routines, and it hasn't even been 24 hours with these products, but my skin feels so good already. I literally just came back from a birthday party out in the Texas heat, and my skin still feels very moisturized and very clean. Sometimes in this hot, hot weather, other brands might melt off your face, but not Alder New York. Don't just listen to me. Alder New York is loved by editors at Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, GQ, Men's Health, and more. Experience the products that Allure calls simple, sleek, and highly effective. And that cleansing body bar that I mentioned earlier, it won at the Self Healthy Beauty Awards. So if you want to add some great skincare products to your skincare routine, use our code REDDIT for 15% off your first order at aldernewyork.com. That's right. 15% off your first order at aldernewyork.com with our code REDDIT. Get products that not only look great on your shelves, but even better on your skin. Thanks, Alder, New York. And we're back. What's up, Wikimaniacs? All right, so this was submitted. They didn't say if this was their story or a story they submitted from Reddit or something. So for that case, I won't say their name, just in case this is a story about them. And this one is a doozy. Now that Wade versus Roe has been overturned, my husband has told me if I'm pregnant, it is my own fault.
What?
What?
According to him, I should be responsible because I'm the one that initiates the sex. Even though I bought condoms right by our nightstand, he said that I should have bought the day after pill or insisted on not having sex at all.
Oh my God, this dude sucks. Holy shit. This guy is the definition of those fuckers who are like, I want to control a woman's body and what they do with it. Fuck this guy.
This is why I'm like, I'm borderline like, I hope this is fake because like, ain't no way somebody's like,
yeah. I can't even process this shit right now. What the? What? Yes.
Does he not have how sex works? Like it's two people, hopefully consensually having sex. And so even if she initiates it and you consent to having sex with her, it's a 50-50, my guy. Like that's a shared
condoms.
Effort.
Condoms. Like, yeah. No.
And she has condoms. So fucking wear them, you dumb piece of shit.
Yeah. He says, since I'm the only one that pays the consequences, I should take the responsibility. Even though we both don't want to have any more kids, that's right, they have kids already. Ugh. He says he does not have time for a vasectomy.
What?
Since my body has reacted negatively to most female contraceptives, I asked him to get a vasectomy, and he said he does not have time for that. I have already had an abortion once, and I told him I would not do it again. And now, legally, I can't because of where I live. But when I refuse to have sex with him, he makes me feel bad.
Fuck this guy.
Oh, fuck him. Oh,
holy shit. God. This guy cut his dick off. He doesn't need it. He doesn't deserve it. Like, fuck me.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That is so fucked. That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, it takes literally a day to get a vasectomy. Like, you just go to the hospital, you get a vasectomy. It probably is sore for a week.
And then you just your little shit.
And like, it is the least you can fucking do for your wife who has carried your children, who has, dealt with your shit by the sounds of it, and who you're threatening that if she gets pregnant, she's responsible for that kid in a place where she can't legally do what she wants to do with her body if she has a kid, like if she gets pregnant. That is so fucked on so many fucking levels.
Imagine all the other surface shit that this guy is trying to control. It's probably not even just in the bedroom. Probably every other aspect of their... Sean, this is probably the maddest I've been in this episode.
This is payback.
No, like I was tearing up while reading it because I was like, I really hope this isn't fucking real because this is true evil. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah, this
How
is
do you not have up. Time for a fucking vasectomy?
Even on top of that, if you don't want a vasectomy... then just be okay with not having fucking sex.
But even still, I don't know why vasectomies like are a bad thing. Look,
I did research on it myself to see if that's like something I want to pursue. Yeah.
If I ever have kids and I'm like at the point where I'm like, I don't want any more kids, that's the first thing I'm going to do.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Oh yeah. First thing.
I don't want like my girlfriend or wife in a situation where we would have to consider abortion. You know what I mean? Not that I'm against abortion, but just like it's still an emotionally and traumatic experience. Yeah, and I wouldn't want to put anyone through that.
It pays
that.
A toll.
So
if it can avoid it, then.
Exactly. I'll do everything I can to avoid it. And that's the issue with society today is a lot of men aren't willing to go through the processes to try and avoid it. And then they put the responsibility on women and then they prevent the women from making the choices that they want to make with their body. And it's like, okay, so this is just a control thing. There's literally no other reason to go about this. And it's so fucking upsetting.
I hate to say it, but there are two more sentences.
Okay, sorry. I'll let you finish.
Even worse.
Oh God.
No, you're good. It gets worse. I hate reading this. I'm considering a divorce since I feel like he does not care for me or my body. He told me once before that he doesn't want to get a vasectomy in case he wants to have children with someone else in the future.
What?
But since we already have three kids, parentheses, we have one together and two are mine from a previous marriage, he doesn't want any more with me.
Oh.
He says, I am overreacting because I told him I want a divorce if he really thinks like that.
Bro.
Am I overreacting?
No.
And all I have to say if this is real, fucking run.
Leave this take him for child support and fucking get out of there. Like, get the fuck out of there. That guy is, like, he's going to cheat on you. He's basically just admitted it.
He's basically told you already he plans on it.
Yeah. So record everything you can and leave and take this to a lawyer who will, like, get you a good child support paycheck because you fucking deserve it. This is the most toxic relationship we've probably talked about, one of them anyway, that we've talked about on this show. And that is so fucked up of him to do that. And it pains me that people like this exist.
I really am, like, sincerely hoping that this is fake.
Yeah.
If you're a listener and this is actually your story, please let us know you're okay. We just want to know if you're okay. Like, you ain't got to give us no updates or nothing. Just let us know that, God, I hope you've escaped that situation, because I do not ever want to wish that on anybody. Like, holy shit.
It sounds like you're in a red state. So if you're in Texas, blink twice. I'll fly down. We'll deal with them. we'll go together.
If this guy is if he's real, I would no hesitation fight this.
Yeah, line him up in front of Greg Abbott.
Like, dude, It could be both of them against me at the same time. I don't know if I'll win, but I'll fucking have fun.
I'll tag team with you, dude. We'll get in there.
I'll be talking shit in the background, just like
that works.
Rallying everyone. Yeah. I got you guys.
Yeah, dude. This is why laws like this pass, because people like this get into power and pass laws that prevent women from doing what they want with their body. And it's so sickening that this is, like, it's 2022. What the fuck are we doing? It makes me so sad.
This is 1 year, huh? We didn't start out like this.
Yeah, we're going on this story, Aisha.
Didn't start like this. What the fuck happened?
We were a comedy podcast.
We talked about we got
on some real life shit.
Remember your first episode?
It was about Aswang, and your first joke was about dick butts.
No. Sean's first episode was John Cena and Randy Orton. Randy Orton having sex.
Having consensual, amazing sex about cookies.
Yeah. Yes. With cookies. Yeah.
With cookies. It's cookie play.
I don't know how we got here, but happy 1 year, guys. Loving
happy
it.
Happy 1 year. sorry. This is my first bummer story, but when I was reading it, I was like, we got it.
No,
you know, this was directly to us. So it wasn't like I found this on Reddit. This was sent to us. So I was like, if this is real, we got to talk about it. So obviously this is a listener. So, like, if this is real,
please,
this is your story.
Let us, like, know if you're okay.
Truly, like, get out and like, let us know if there's any way we could help.
I hope you have
because
a good
this is fucked.
Support system. And yeah, like you said, Sean, this is the stories that need to be told during this time so that people can realize how fucked up it is that these laws are creating, like, pushing women into these situations. So as angry and as sad as it makes me, I'm glad we're talking about it and giving it a platform because these stories do need to be heard.
Do better, men.
I would fight no hesitation. If someone pointed and was like, this is him.
That's the guy. Like, I bet. All right.
Fucking bet. Fucking bet, bro. Anyways. For real though, like, we've said it a lot, but if this is for real, your real story that you sent this to, and you know, if you sent it, we have your name, reach out. I don't know what we could do to help, but
if
we'll try.
Can, like, we'll at least, like, find sources that we can link you to.
Yeah. We have a list of resources that we can send if you need.
Or our Wikimaniacs can send, cause they're all fucking great ass people. They'll know somebody that knows somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, with that being said,
all right, what happened in history today, Sean?
To this day in history.
What a pivot.
I did a classic thing for Sean in saying that this will be like a 30, 40 minute episode. Nope. We're an hour and 5 minutes in. So shout out to Alex from the Weird Distractions podcast.
Yes.
Thank you again.
Go check out Weird Distractions.
Please do. All right. Back, Wikimaniacs, to This Day in History, a series where we take you back in time to learn more about what happened on this day throughout history. Today's date is August 1st, 2022. Take a deep breath, sit back, and relax as we go back 248 years to discuss one of the biggest advances in our understanding of life and science as we know it. Before we actually get into that big advance, we gotta talk about the person behind it. That person's name is Joseph Priestley. Our boy Joseph was born sometime in March in 1733 within Bristol, Yorkshire, England. By 16, Joseph was considering becoming a minister, but someone or something had bigger plans for him. Joseph reportedly became very sick around this time, and he truly believed that he was dying. He did recover from his illness, however, he strayed away from becoming a minister, and he spent his time, according to Wikipedia, supposedly studying mathematics, natural philosophy, logic, and metaphysics through the works of folks such as John Locke. By 1752, he returned to his theological studies and eventually wrote a book. He would continue to bring in an income by teaching, tutoring, and preaching. By his mid to late 30s, he was fairly established and married. He basically seemed to be doing well for himself. But what he stumbled upon would change everything. To explain this, here's a direct quote from the American Chemical Society website. On August 1st, 1774, Joseph conducted his most famous experiment. Using a 12-inch wide glass burning lens, he focused sunlight on a lump of reddish mercuric oxide in an inverted glass container placed in a pool of mercury. The gas emitted, he found, was, quote, 5 or 6 times as good as common air. In succeeding tests, it caused a flame to burn intensely and kept a mouse alive about 4 times as long as a similar quality of air. According to the On This Day website, Joseph called this air dephlogisticated air, and his findings enabled French scientist Antoine Lavoisier to discover its role in combustion and name it oxygen in 1778. Joseph apparently assembled his oxygen experiment onto paper, amongst others, into the second volume of Experiments and Observations on Air, which would be published in 1776. According to research, Joseph didn't necessarily state his discovery of dephlogisticated air, leaving it to part 3 of the volume. Because of this, amongst other things, some historians believe that Swedish chemist Carl Scheele actually discovered oxygen. Carl reportedly did this by heating potassium nitrate, mercuric oxide, along with other substances. Nonetheless, Joseph had made a very important discovery, but alas, Joseph would have his final breath at age 70 of February 6, 1804. And that, Wikimaniacs, is what happened on August 1st, 1774. Today's breath of fresh air wouldn't have been made possible without the following resources: American Chemical Society, Wikipedia, Encyclopedia Britannica, and On This Day. Oh, I forgot to mention all of the stories that I found on Reddit had oxygen. That was the word.
Oh.
Whoops. Forgot to mention that because the listener submitted story was sad and traumatic as fuck.
Got me heated.
Yeah. Got all of us. I mean, I cried a little bit. So, but yeah, that's it. Almost 1 year with you guys and 1 year with the Wikimaniacs. This wasn't as much a celebration as our live show will be, which I should have promoted at the top of the show because fuck me.
No one's listening to this anymore.
Everyone's gone. But if you are still here, August 10th on wherever you stream,
YouTube,
we're going to be
only
streaming.
It's YouTube
our
only
live show. Oh, just kidding. It's YouTube only because Twitch fucking sucks ass.
Hey,
so
chill.
Does everywhere else. Yeah, fuck it's all you, about Twitch. YouTube, baby. Fuck you, Twitch. But yeah, we'll be streaming a live show to celebrate our 1 year anniversary exclusively on YouTube.
Bam.
Because that's where the homies are. All the Wikimaniacs are on YouTube. All you guys commenting. So thank you guys. We'll see you then and probably before then on our regular episodes. But
I was going to say we have one more episode.
We got two more episodes, actually.
Yeah,
we got to Am I the Asshole
and then
Jones
another
next
Monday,
Monday
one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
thank you for sticking with us for a year.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
So much different versions.
We've done like 6 different versions of Reddit on Wiki.
I think we finally found the groove.
Found one that you guys like. So
it only took us a year.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, to be fair,
that's pretty good.
It took us till like April.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah.
And honestly, this is, you know, I never humble brag about numbers because I barely look at them. But according to Josh and John, we're pretty damn close to 200,000 in less than a year. And that is, considering we've all had other podcasts that were not nearly close to this.
Not even close.
Pretty remarkable. Pretty fucking remarkable. Yeah. And, you know, thank you guys truly for listening to this show. We have a blast making it, even though I constantly say I hate this shit. I truly do love it. And yeah, thank you guys so much. This is way over an hour and nobody's listening, but if you are, just know I appreciate you.
We love you.
Yeah, it's been an amazing year, and I'm hoping year two just keeps bringing more success and long goals. Hopefully we can make this full-time thing, and that'd be super cool.
Hopefully.
So that's...
Then we could rag on who we truly want to rag on, yeah. Guys. We're being held back currently.
We are. We are being held back by the chains of we have to
society.
Work 9 to 5.
Capitalism. Of capitalism.
By the chains of capitalism. Yes.
And if you ever want to see us work with anybody else, please tag them and tag us, because we just want to keep growing.
We can reach out.
We can reach out, of course, but you know, like it means more when the fans demand it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys help us
get to like
connect, because you know, if we reach out, you know, that's one thing, but if fans are clamoring for it,
I'm gonna start reaching out to podcasts and I'm gonna say, hey, would you like to collab with us, Morgan?
See,
from
truly,
Two Hot Takes
truly. Oh wow.
Ooh, that's a big show, buddy.
That might be our like Mount Everest. Of guests. Yeah. If we ever have her on, that'd be super cool. But
I have my dream guest that I'd want, like I'll shoot my shot too. Shits and Gigs. Shout out Shits and Gigs. You guys are hilarious.
Yeah. And I have my dream guest.
Are we not saying our dream guest? You guys are just leaving it very vague.
Yeah. Shout out Ryan from Shots and Thoughts. He doesn't listen to podcasts. He'd be a pretty hard guy to get on here.
I would like Ryan on the podcast. I think he'd be good.
You just want another Canadian.
True.
Totally. I don't know. No one's listening to this shit anymore.
Hey, if you made it to this point, this is just us fucking talking. And we'll cut it short. Soon. Who knows how much of this actually even makes it to the cut?
I just cut it all.
Yeah, there it is.
All right.
Well, that's it for this week. Thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Expert in fucking matter.
Great power. For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.